Some thoughts and tunes. A 5-minute package we call Moments of Melody. Dr. Paul White, the jungle doctor, told about two African lepers whose hands were so eaten away that they were just bandaged stumps, and they wanted to help. And so for weeks on end, they worked in the deep saw pit, sawing logs into boards for a new part of the hospital. When the job was done, each received a sum of 30 shillings. The doctor noticed them dividing the little pile of silver into two parts, and he asked why. They told that one half was to be for the Lord, and when he heard this, he said, well, that's too much. God only asks for a tenth. That's 3 shillings, not 15 shillings. But, Bwana, one of them quickly replied, we love him far more than that. You people there are leaders in so many ways. You have so much faith, so many good preachers, so much learning, so much enthusiasm, so much love for us. Now I want you to be leaders also in the spirit of cheerful giving. You know how full of love and kindness our Lord Jesus was. Though he was very rich, yet to help you he became very poor, so that by being poor he might make you very rich. If you are really eager to give, then it isn't important how much you have to give. God wants you to give what you have, not what you haven't. We've just read from 2 Corinthians chapter 8. We've been thinking about the subject of giving. Someone has said there are 3 kinds of givers. The flint never gives till it's well hammered, and then it yields only sparks. The sponge gives only when you squeeze it and keep on squeezing it until it's dry. The honeycomb gives freely and keeps on giving.